Welcome to today's episode, all about how personal growth leads to speaker impact. And I have with me today my friend and mentor, Michelle Schaefer, who is the founder and CEO of Girl Power Alliance and Kingdom Alliance, the co-founder of. And she is also a speaker. She has been in business for a decade. She is a multi seven-figure earner in the network marketing industry. So she's got a wealth of information, but also a wealth of experience in this whole area of personal growth and speaking. So Michelle, I'm so glad to have this conversation with you today.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you, Lisa. You're also a mentor of mine. It's such a gifted, brilliant woman. In many, many ways. And every time you speak, whether it's on stage or on camera, you just like, you have me. I'm putty in your hands.
Aw, thank you. Well, I just wanted to have you on here today to talk about, because I find that a lot of times as women step out to speak, often they don't realize that there's a part that's missing in order to have a great impact. And one of the things that I was thinking about was this whole area of really engaging in personal transformation and being able to bring forward experiences in our life that may have been painful, but maybe that's part of the anointing that we have to bring forward to authority. So I'd love it if you would just speak a little bit about where you see and what your experience is in terms of growing as a speaker and what role this whole area of personal growth has been for you and for people that you know.
Yeah, thank you. It's a great question. And you know, the interesting thing is when I first got involved in business, I used to hear people talking about personal development. I was like, I don't understand at all. What does personal development have to do with making money? Why would you want me to read this book about, you know, being a better communicator? How does that translate to me making more money? What does it matter who I am at home? What does it matter what kind of a person I am if I'm getting the job done? So if you're anything like me and you're listening to this, there's a disconnect as to how those two come together. But I was being coached by somebody that I respected very much. It was my husband when I first got involved in network marketing. He's like, you should read this book and you should do this. And I began to engage in personal development, growing, learning about how to become a better version of myself. And what happened was, as I was doing that, I found that it connected so directly to my success in business, so directly to every area of my life. Because when you have some introspection and you can actually see yourself through a different lens, or maybe actually see yourself maybe for the first time. I think maybe it's very easy to look outward and not look inward. Personal development will ask you to look inward on some things about yourself that maybe need to shift or change or improve. For example, I'll just use myself as the example here. As a very young mother, a teen mom, a single mom for many years, I did not have the ability to allow myself mentally to go anywhere negative. I felt like for so many years, I was just on the verge of like, if anyone think bad thing happens, like it's going to be bad news. I'm sure you can relate to that, that feeling. Like, so I had to keep myself mentally in this place of almost not allowing negative thoughts to come in. Mm-hmm. Well, which sounds really great, doesn't it? Well, but it wasn't, because I was sharp with people. I was harsh. I was very black and white. It's like this. I wouldn't even look at possibilities of things any other way. Mm-hmm. And so I think I alienated a lot of people because I didn't have the maturity, the mental strength to see anything other than this thing that was right in front of me, because it felt too scary to me. Mm. Maybe that's the right word. Yeah. But as I engaged in personal development, as I began to see outside of just my view, outside of just the way that I saw things, it allowed me to connect with people in such more intimate ways. It allowed me to understand people. It allowed me to have the ability to have so much more grace and mercy for people. And all of those things are directly connected to success in business. I read a lot. If you read books about kind of the arc of people that, you know, had great corporate jobs, they lost them or whatever, they're high up in these companies. Mm-hmm. Every single time, the game changer for them, The difference maker for them was when they began to invest in growing themselves.
So true. You know, a few things you said there, and I just concur. I remember doing this, a little bit of research myself years ago. I asked myself this question, what made one woman entrepreneur more successful than another woman entrepreneur? Like, what was the difference? And I began to read books and began to do all this stuff. And one of the top of the list was the common denominator was the women who invested in their personal, and not just their personal development, but actually in their speaking skills.
Yes.
Saw that it catapulted them much higher and much further sooner than any other thing that they invest in. Of course, we know that to be true. Many, many other people attest to that as well. So that's why I am passionate about helping. And I know together, as we in Girl Power Alliance are helping women to become financially free and to begin to really set the stage for their family to leave an inheritance for the children, grandchildren, that one of the things that will really help them is developing their communication skills. So I love also what you said there, Michelle, about how when you began to understand about how communicating with other personalities, how other people see things, that it really helped you grow in business as well. And I know inside of Girl Power Alliance, there's a course that you have in there called The Master Communicator that talks about these personalities and how to connect with them. And anything that you want to say about that particular course in terms of how it's helped you become even a better speaker?
Oh, yes. Well, you know, we love to take like personality tests to tell us about ourselves.
Yes.
every time I was at an event or taking a course or listening to a speaker and they did one of these kind of personality analysis, you were doing it for yourself. Like, oh, that's me. That's totally me. And they're fun. Sometimes funny, sometimes revealing. But what I found was over the years, that is only one facet of being able to really be a good communicator, knowing who you are, right? And knowing the things that are hot buttons for you. But if you want to be a great speaker, mm-hmm. and most people come at speaking from their only thinking like they think. But I had this interesting thing. Bobby and I, we have different personalities, my husband. And we would go to an event and it would be one or the other. He would have loved the person and I hated him, or I loved him and he didn't like him. Like, it was kind of one of those things. And very rarely would we go to an event where we both left and we were like, wow, that we both. So I began to study why. Why did we both, when we have different likes and dislikes, different personality types, why did we both like that person? Well, what I found was that speakers that we both liked spoke to both of our personality types. And the only way that you can do that, it's not speaking and knowing about your personality and the things that are hot buttons for you, but it's knowing as a speaker how to actually impact every personality that is sitting in the seats or the audience in mm-hmm. front of you. And so that is a very specific skill, and you have to know and understand all the different ways that people receive information, the way that they feel connected to you, the things that they're passionate about, in order to do that. So that's a skill you could develop. So that course is all about that. I talk about kind of at a very high level, the things that different personality types are attracted to. I use kind of the color code. So I just use four kind of basic personality types. Obviously there's way more than four, but they're very generalized, four generalized personality types. And that has helped me be a much better communicator, because whether I'm lean in one personality type or not, I make sure that when I talk, when I speak publicly, I hit some of the things that I know different personality types are going to be interested in, so that they feel like I'm actually speaking to them as well.
That is so good. And, you know, I'm just thinking as you're talking, people are like, what? You got to speak to all different personalities. It's going to be over. It feels like it might be an overwhelming task. But what you just said there reminded me of the whole aspect of skill stacking, right? We start with one. Say, okay, what skill do I need to learn right now? What's the first skill? Is it putting together your message, being yes. able to speak with clarity, with conciseness? And then as you step into that, I know this has been my experience, as I began to move in the direction that I become aware of, okay, now I need to stack another skill yes. here that I need to learn. Tell me a little bit about how has your experience been in your journey of development?
Well, it didn't happen overnight. So I will just say that this did not happen overnight. Luckily, you have, you know, through through the Kingdom Speaker Academy, you're getting to learn from all the things that took me 15, 20 years to learn, and Lisa, I'm sure as well. But I spoke to, as I was a speaker in the beginning, there was only a certain people liked me. Only certain people liked me, because I was speaking to the people that were just like me. Mm-hmm. And so that my message wouldn't always resonate with people that didn't have the same background or personality type. And as you gain in your ability to speak, Lisa, that's the perfect thing. You know, this skill stacking. Mm-hmm. You master one thing. Everybody starts somewhere, and you get very, very good at that. And then as you get good at that, you're like, hey, I think I'm going to add this. It's like when I learned how to drive a car, I learned how to drive a stick shift. So when you learn how to drive a stick shift, you have to use both feet, both hands, and your eyes and ears. You have to be very aware. You can't have the radio on. You certainly can't change the temperature in the car. You can't roll the window down, and you can't talk to anybody because you're focused on learning the skill of driving the car with doing all these things. But over time, you're driving, you're like, okay, I'm going to turn the radio on. now you have the radio and you're driving. But over time, now you can do everything. You're driving without even thinking about it, plus having conversations, manipulating the radio, adjusting the temperature. That happens only as you develop the skill and you master it, and then you add another thing in. Mm-hmm. So this whole thing about personal development, skill development to become an amazing speaker, some people have a natural bent. They have a natural gift of charisma or communication naturally. But maybe you don't. Mm-hmm. You can learn and develop all of these things over time and through practice and really surrounding yourself with, I never hired a coach. Gosh, I could have been better so much faster but I never had any money to do that. But what I did was I listened and I watched. And I tried to emulate other people. Mm-hmm. And I tried to deconstruct, why was this person better than, what did they do? Was it their body language? Was it the cadence of their speech? What did they tell stories? Did they give facts? I obsessively watched people so that I could take away the things that I thought that impacted me and how I could translate that into my ability to connect with other people.
That's so good. And you know, that is a great discipline to do as well for anyone learning how to speak, to be able to do that ongoing. But I know that we have something also that helps to shortcut the learning
so much
that it doesn't have to take a decade or two to do these things. So I'd love it if you would share a little bit about the value of the Kingdom Speaker Academy and what this does for men and women, because now it's open for men. We have it opened it up for men and women, and we also have an amazing opportunity, which we're going to tell you about after that. But maybe talk a little bit about what the transformation that happens, but what is the value of engaging in a intentional speaker training, in your opinion and what you see?
Even if you didn't want to be a speaker, even if that's not what your goal was, if you are speaking to anyone, that this will add value to your life in mm-hmm. tremendous ways. You're talking about, what did we decide, Lisa, between the three, between you, Molly, and I, how many years?
60 years.
60 years of experience. So if you could imagine that, you're talking about like my experience, almost 20 years, it hasn't been all cherries and roses. It's been... Mm-hmm. like learning from failure. So much like personal development helps to take your growth that maybe would have taken a long time, you can shortcut it because you're learning from somebody else to identify mm-hmm. something that maybe you didn't see, and you can instantaneously implement it. So you're taking 9 weeks, the course is 9 weeks. You're like condensing 60 years of experience and learning of speaking and communicating, standing on stages, mm-hmm. Standing behind a camera. And you're able to actually like by osmosis to retain some unbelievable skills and add it to your repertoire. And again, maybe you only learn one thing that you implement when you go through it this time, but then you master it, you come back again and implement a next thing. Before you know it, you know, you have within 6 months the skill that took me 10 years to develop. And there, I can't even express the value. One of the things that I see out in the marketplace is people are charging tens of thousands to really have this type of engagement and teaching, because the skill of speaking crosses every barrier. It crosses every profession, every demographic. The ability to communicate and speak, it transcends personal development. Like, we should be teaching this in high school so that people could learn how to really connect and communicate with people. So the value of what it costs to be a part of this versus what you would have to pay out in the marketplace for it is, I mean, I would venture to guess this is a $15,000 course.
Oh yeah. Easily. And yeah, it's very much so. And I know that one of our desires is to make this accessible to as many women as possible and men. Let me just put that in. Men, I know right now we're talking to an audience of women, but for both, because we believe so much that God is raising up voices of influence. And we believe that this is one of the ways that He wants to train and equip you to become that voice of influence and to be able to stand with confidence, have clarity, and be able to reach the people that you're meant to reach. Because not everyone can hear my message. Not everyone is meant to be in my sphere of influence. And so each one of us brings a unique gift to the table. We have a unique contribution on the earth. And so I love what the Kingdom Speaker Academy does, because not only do you get practical training to put together a message in a clear, concise way, but you get feedback from coaches. You get real-time feedback so that you have a message, you have input, you have a community to keep you accountable in terms of working together with each other to put into practice. I want to say this. One of my mentors years ago told me, he said, "Lisa, you can't master what you don't measure." Mm. And I love that embedded in the Kingdom Speaker Academy, we have this starting point, a baseline. Okay, let's take a look at what you're doing right. And this is only for you as a student coming in, what you're doing right that's working, or what you're doing that maybe needs to be adjusted. And it's a baseline, because unless we are aware of that, we don't actually know where we need to make the tweaks. And then looking back after the 9 weeks and seeing the progression and the growth builds confidence in and of itself, right? But then being able to say, okay, how can I continue to up level to be the very best that God has called me to be? So Michelle, I know your section of the course. So for those who are listening, as Michelle said, it's a 9-week course, and three, myself, Michelle Schaefer, as well as Molly Trotta Gomez, who is an ex-anchor woman. You heard an interview with her the other day. We each do 3 sessions each in this 9-week, and we each come from a different perspective, but also help you to build upon what you're learning. And Michelle, you talk about the stage, and in that you talk about some of the points of not only delivery, but being radically authentic. And what are some things that you want to share, just kind of give a little sneak into what people learn in that section?
It's really fun. We talk about actually speaking to different personality types. It's one of the things that I go into at a very basic level to teach people the beginning of how to add one sentence even to your talk for a different personality type. But I want to talk about authenticity, and then if you don't mind, I would like to talk about timing in the world right now for speakers. There is nothing more impactful to a listener, whether it is in an audience of a live event or behind the camera, as somebody who is speaking authentically. When you kind of have these memorized speeches, Lisa, like you, I have seen probably every big name speaker that we've all heard of. I've probably seen them all in person. And some of them I'm like, wow, that was dynamic. And some of them I'm like, I feel like I've heard that message before, and there was I couldn't connect to it because it was a memorized speech. Yeah. What's the difference? Why? The speech was good before. Why isn't it still good? Because there is something that resonates in your spirit when people are speaking about something that is authentic, that is, it's actually been measured. There've been some scientific studies that have measured the kind of, without sounding like woo and weird, kind of the energy that comes out of you that your body responds to. And being an authentic speaker is so much harder than you think, because when you go through trainings, most often people are teaching you the way that they speak. So I can almost tell what kind of schools or courses people have gone to because they sound like the other person. And in the beginning, you maybe don't, maybe you are copying in the beginning as you develop your own voice. And I think sometimes for people, you have to learn to be authentic because your message is getting refined as God is working in your life and you are growing and developing as a person. So it takes time, but this skill, it's a skill, I believe, of speaking authentically is going to be your most power, your superpower as a speaker, as a communicator in general, because it is going to resonate with people on a level that just charisma and being funny and having all the right body language can do. So this is a powerful, powerful thing that I like to talk about. But beyond that, as you were speaking, I was thinking about something and because of something that you said, you know, we are living in a time where it feels like people get censored and canceled because of sharing what's authentic to them, especially as a Christian. And I feel very emboldened to share my faith on every platform and everything that I do. And not from like a religious-y way, but from the standpoint of, you know, when we look at how the world feels like at times it has devolved, right? Our ability to communicate mm-hmm. and just what's going on in the governments, and it's just craziness. We all know. I don't need to bring it up. We all know. We all live here in the world. But the way that I feel filled with hope instead of hopeless is the fact that we are living in a time like we're alive now, Lisa, in this generation. Mm-hmm. And our ability to feel emboldened to go out in the world and talk about what growing with the Lord can do, it fires me up even more. And I believe that there is, it's a remnant that is catching fire all around the world of people that are feeling like, you know what? Why am I not being more bold about how God has worked in my life? Why am I not sharing my faith in my business when I'm at the gym, when I'm cooking dinner, when I'm doing all of these other things? Why am I not? I believe that now is the time for us more than any other time in history for us to get to develop the skills so that we can effectively go out there and share the message of Christ to bring hope to people. No matter if you're talking about baking sourdough bread or speaking on a stage, when you embed this message of Christ, of being a child of the King, of the fact that he is the author of our fate and he is the director of our path, no matter what, when you embed that in what you are spreading a message of hope that goes so far beyond the words that you're saying that people leave your presence better than when they arrived because of the hope that you're dropping. And I pray that that is what people receive as they encounter what we're doing here.
That's so good. You know, I was thinking about prophetic words that have been out there and are still circling. Even today, I reposted one in my profile about how God is raising up women across the globe. It's not an accident that all of these words are coming out because it's the heart of God and it's what God is doing because women have been missing. Men are missing in some ways too, but predominantly because of the oppression of women across the globe, but the enemy knows the power of when men and women walk together. And so I want to encourage you, if you're listening today, that now is the time. It's not a time to shrink back or to say, well, who am I? We just come against that who am I spirit, yes, because God is the God of transformation. He's the God of doing impossible things where we see an impossible, he makes it possible. And he's asking for your yes. And I know, Michelle, that you have given him your yes. And I love what you just said there about the boldness. And many will be listening and say, well, how can you be so bold? You know, I'm not like you. What was it that switched for you to be just so bold in this area in terms of unapologetically sharing?
It was less a switch. I mean, maybe it was a switch. It didn't feel like a switch. There was a nagging almost. There was a calling that I felt the Lord. I was in a season of my life that was extraordinarily blessed financially, we were very blessed. We had built this incredible business in network marketing. I was kind of living the life that everybody talks about in you know, freedom, time freedom, financial freedom. And I just kind of felt like God was going, but when are you going to talk about me? Well, when are you going to share about me? Because I really wasn't. People knew me that knew, and I was doing things in private, you know, hosting book clubs, Bible studies, things like that, just on a private level. But I felt him like saying, when are you going to like do what you're doing in business, but do it for me? Hmm. You know, you talk all the time about your business publicly and on social media. When are you going to do it for me? And I was like, ooh, I don't. Like, I'm afraid if I do that, people are going to think I'm one of those weird Jesus people and I don't want to ruin my business and I have built this business. So how can I do that? How can I still be obedient to God completely, but not mess anything up? I didn't want to mess anything up. So I started a podcast, and I started a podcast with the sole goal of just being obedient to this thing that I felt in my heart. And in the podcast, I talked about everything through the lens of faith. I just pretended like I wasn't worried about what anybody thought. And didn't matter who listened to it. I wasn't marketing it. So I was like, maybe only three people are going to listen. It won't matter. But I'm being obedient to what God's asking me. But something changed. As I began to speak about anything, it didn't matter what it was, through the lens of faith, business, leadership, relationships, you know, anything, money, through the lens of faith, something in me shifted. And it was the most authentic I had ever felt on a personal level. As I was speaking about these things, I was like, oh, that felt so good. I want to tell more. I want to talk to more people about that. And so over time, you know, maybe it took a year and a half, 2 years of doing this podcast. Suddenly, maybe that was a suddenly. All of a sudden, I looked around and nothing felt like it felt before. And I can only attribute it to the fact that God was transforming me and really like turning up the volume on my voice for him during that recording of that podcast, just me and a microphone. I didn't do really interviews or anything. It was just me and a microphone. And all of a sudden I wanted to feel the way that I felt recording the podcast all the time. And the only way that I could do that was to kind of blow up my life. I kind of like changed everything and went in a direction that felt blindfolded and like in the dark. And I just thank Jesus every day for that journey to take me on. And it does feel scary for people that don't have the boldness yet, but I want to just speak to you. It's actually in there. You may have buried it. Life may have buried it. You may have had disappointments, been a victim, traumas, but that is in there. It's inbred in us. That is a natural thing in our DNA woven together by the hand of God. And so I think our job is to kind of help people uncover it.
Yeah. That's so good. I want to give opportunity here for those who are listening. If you know that maybe you're just starting out as a speaker or you're experienced and you know that there's more, there's another level you can go to in your impact, maybe even in your income, and you want to learn how to leverage speaking to do that. I know that within Kingdom Speaker Academy, you're going to learn so much practical and an opportunity for you to actually do that, to develop a skill, to have a framework. But also, we have an added bonus. I don't know if I should say it here. We have an added bonus. Well. You have an added bonus of now getting paid to speak, that we have an opportunity for those who go through the Kingdom Speaker Academy, that you have an opportunity to actually get paid speaking gig. And so I want to invite you to put the number 10 in the comments below if you want to jump in. Yep, the number 10 in the comments below for Kim 10, Kingdom Impact Message in 10 Minutes, to be able to give you more information on that, but to explore whether or not this might be the opportunity that you need to move forward. Because if you're listening this far, if you're here this long, then obviously there's something in your heart that is resonating, that you know that you're called to speak, you're called to make an impact. And so I want to invite you to join the Kingdom Speaker Academy. It is, if you take 12 weeks, so I'm tacking on there, if you want to continue on to be certified, which is going to be an extra 2 days in-person coaching, have a video, a professional video. If you dedicate 12 weeks of your life to invest in yourself in this area of public speaking development, it will pay off in dividends. I guarantee it. Absolutely. So Michelle, and we get started here at the beginning of April. So the doors are closing at the end of March for this opportunity. We have like over 100 people right now registered. We're expecting another 50. Last year, we had about 150 went through. And I will tell you, the stories of transformation are exponential. We have so many ripple effects of people getting opportunities to speak, getting magazine articles, you know, opportunities to write. Michelle, if anyone is sitting on the fence right now, what would you say to them as we close out?
I would say that really, like, there is no time to wait. This is not a pressure thing, but there is an urgency in the kingdom.
Yeah.
There is an urgency for people to rise up and share their story. There's freedom in it. I like to say that your story, your truth sets other people free. As you get emboldened, develop the skill to share your story, maybe through the opportunity that we have for you at the end of the Kim 10 training. As you do that, you are actually helping people in such dramatic ways. And what the enemy wants you to think is that, like, your story doesn't matter. You don't have a story. Who are you to impact? But I just want to remind you of one thing. You know, when Samuel went to Jesse's house, because the Lord told him that the future king is in this household. In the Bible, it talks about the oldest son was head and shoulders taller than all the other ones. So that was his initial inclination. He looked royal. Mm-hmm. He was this big, probably handsome dude. And Samuel goes to him. The Lord says, that's not him. And he says to Jesse, do you have any other sons? He's like, it's just David. And I think that maybe David was like, I don't know, not a full blood child or something. Cause it talks about, that's just my guess about that. And he brings David in, and the Bible even says he was ruddy and had red hair. So aesthetically from the outside, like, it didn't look like he had something to offer, but God looks at the heart. God knew something. There's something about you. So even if you're outside, the outside of your life doesn't look like there is something there for other people, I want you to know there is. That every single life has a story that was meant to impact somebody else's life. And we want to help you do that.
Well said. I love that story. What a great analogy. Thank you so much, Michelle, for coming on today and sharing your experience. I love you so much. I can't wait to see the next round of speakers being trained up and launched onto stages. I'm really excited because, the other thing we didn't say, we're just going to throw it out there. You've heard me speak about it earlier this week about the Kim 10 stage, an opportunity for you to come, just like TED Talk, but for Kingdom Speakers, June 8th in Los Angeles. If you want to come, or if you know people in the area to buy a ticket to come, it will be an epic event. And so we want to invite you to that. I will put the details down below for that as well. But thank you, everyone. Have a great day. See you. Bye-bye. As you're listening today, you may have felt prompted to say, I want to become a much better speaker. I want to be able to speak with confidence, clarity, and transformational impact. I want to invite you to check out the link in the comments below, wherever you're listening to this. Your voice is an instrument of transformation and needs to be heard. So let it be heard.